boat in monobus, tulus cuntetum, cope dio. Conteras longissimas desiderat, cope dio. When I do, I answer a flower to intento, cope dio. Semper miraguris, seagas.
With the decline of the Roman Empire, and in the wake of a withdrawal in 410 AD, the breakdown of law and civilization upon the northern European continent was swift and devastating. In Scandinavia, the burgeoning population could no longer be supported by its agricultural fields and livestock holdings, and disappearing trade routes with Rome had led to unfair pricing and exploitation from trading partners. The Viking, an Old Norse verb meaning to go on an expedition, emerged from this generally peaceful people, and the longships originally intended for trade soon become idle raiding craft. These were expert navigators who knew that the coasts of England harbored many wealthy and undefended townships, and these monasteries in particular were isolated and rich. The broad draft of the longship was ideally suited to land without the need for a harbour or pier, and they were uniquely capable of exploring inland rivers for villages nestled along the banks. There was almost nowhere they could not go, and due to their superiority at sea and lack of any naval opposition throughout Western Europe, the Viking longship sailed freely and indiscriminately. The earliest documented raid by the Vikings was in 793 AD at Lindisfarne, England.
Time to stay down, God is roused, we engage in
Wessex.
Alert the countryside.
Yes, Father.
Go, now. Do not return.
Mummy, I'm scared. Hurry. I know, dear, I know. Please, please, please be quiet for Mummy. I'm going to die. Look over Mummy's shoulder. Can you see the stars? Yes. Just cover your ears and look at the stars. Just look at the stars, 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 stars.
Steel wall forms, spears and low at their sides. Arrow volleys, skin rings, eye. Circles rush, swing down, hammers to bone. Legs are crushed in, collapsed muscles are shown.
Ancient glaciers.